Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, Ireland, I think I caught you peeking Slee's trophy out of the corner of your eye.
Oh, yeah.
Were you looking at something else?
What is that for?
Al, go ahead and fill him in on what we won today.
Still trying to figure it out myself here. Mm-hmm. Apparently, we were the best...
You mean apparently?
...pickleball team of 710 ESPN. Not apparently.
Wait a second.
Didn't you guys get beat in your first round?
Those details are not necessary.
We got the trophy.
But why did you get it ahead of Mason? He won and you didn't.
What was the process?
I think the process was we continued to play.
I don't begrudge you this. I mean, I wasn't good enough.
I'm feeling a little begrudging.
Yeah, I know.
But you deserve begrudging. You went 0-1 and what is this? AYSO? You get a trophy just for showing up?
Yeah.
There's never been a trophy less deserved. It was determined
that if you take anyone from the station and you put them up against me and Trav, that we would win.
How was that determined?
Mason and his brother won a game.
A panel of experts.
No, you know what this is? This is another instance. Morales hates our show and he likes your show.
That's not true.
No, I think he feels sorry for the Mandela show.
Oh, that's what it is.
Possible, but no.
Yeah, this has Morales written all over it.
I don't think Chris was the one involved in the decision making. I think it was Tommy and
Could have been Greg.
I think Greg had a big part of it. I will say,
Travis might have been the best player from 710.
No, Slee's the best.
Slee was the best? No, I saw you. You were slamming it.
I would love to declare myself the best. I think I might have been the second best, but Al's the best player at this game at the station.
I can hit the ball back, but what he
You're better than DeMarco?
Yes.
I don't actually
see DeMarco
play. Those
guys actually came in overrated.
Yeah.
Kirk really dropped the ball.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
I will. Okay.
DeMarco was pretty good.
Let me just say this right now to challenge you.
Yeah.
I will bet you whatever amount of money you want. One-on-one, Sliwa against DeMarco, I'll take DeMarco.
But that's not the format. The format was doubles. The format was not singles.
Yeah, not singles, so not heads up.
That's not...
really hard.
I actually think DeMarco is better off with having two people than one.
Yeah, plus he's got a back thing. He's got a chronic back thing.
We wiped the court with Sedano and Cap.
Yep.
We wiped the court with Bergman and Jorge.
Yep.
Who else did we play, Al?
Burke.
So after you guys got eliminated, you hung around and played each other?
Yes.
Okay.
So after we got eliminated, and by the way, I got slowly
worse. Were you the
worse.
Only people from 710 that won a match?
AK and BK.
Brian and Andy won a match.
Yates.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but Yates' partner dropped out. I think he's supposed to play Lindsay, right?
Yeah, Lindsay didn't play.
And he pulled a ringer.
Why did Lindsay not play?
I don't know. But Lindsay was there, but then they pulled a ringer out of the stands who was like a pro.
Okay.
So Yates' performance is...
It was like
tossed in the can.
The celebrity basketball game, just grabbing Corey Maggette in a 2-on-2.
Yeah, no, it's true.
That's basically what it was.
It's totally it.
It's about what it was.
I am so friggin' sore right now. I mean, I'm sore in places I didn't know I had. My ankles tweaked. My ankles tweaked.
Now, wait a minute. Did you fall down?
No, not even one time. Not one time.
Okay, so the other bet I made two bets. I made one bet that Mason would fall down.
You lose.
Right. And then here's the other one. I said Jorge and Bergman would win one match. Bergman just told me they won a total of 3 points.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Who'd
they lost 11-2, 11-1.
Okay, so there's a story that goes along with that. There was a guy, and we saw Bergman and Jorge played before us. And I looked over there, and there's a guy in a yellow tracksuit, yellow, top to bottom.
Okay.
And I'm like, you don't wear that unless you're really good. And he at one point is like returning serves between his legs. It's like he had no chance whatsoever. That guy was the ultimate ringer.
So That's who they played?
Yeah.
I think part of the reason that we won the award that we did is that we played against a pair of guys that are regular pickleball players.
Right.
And we hung in there. To your point about Jorge and Bergman.
Back to something.
We lost 11-10, 11-6.
We were in the game,
and I think if we played those guys again, we'd have, I don't know if we'd beat them every time, but we would beat them periodically. Andy and Brian played against guys that had never played. Your brother is a very, very
good
player.
He's a baller player.
So he was all over the court. Okay. He was taking care of business.
All right. So if Mason's brother is a really good player and they won a match and you guys played one match and lost, this is a tainted trophy.
No, it's not.
You know what this is?
No, it's not.
It's what's wrong with America
today.
You know
why it's not
giving
tainted?
Out trophies to losers?
Because I have it.
You know what? No, exactly.
No, you know, it's what's wrong. You're part of this woke
this
crowd.
This is what's wrong with America.
John, don't you know? Not allowed to bring politics onto the show.
No, I'm bringing
it up
trophy.
Right now. We are giving this, that we're ruining youth in America
right
by
over
giving
there,
out
John.
Trophies.
Trophy in a box.
Trophies to
velvet line box.
What was your record in pickleball?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Or Saturday, 3-1.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, because they went into the station round robin. Yeah. You guys won the station round robin.
Well, then that's what the trophy.
That's what the trophy
for.
Says.
Yeah, it's not for the. It's not for the.
What part do you not understand?
I don't understand. Is this? You entered a pickleball tournament
and
you
won
eliminated
a trophy
in the first round.
But we won a trophy.
And you're out puffing your chest.
John,
right.
When people ask,
look at that.
Look
how nice it is.
When people ask, hey, how'd you win this? I'm going to say, I lost.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to put it right next to all of my Travis Burr Island trophies that I have.
Yeah,
I've got, I think, three of those.
What?
What are you doing?
What?
I tried to break it and I broke the wall.
That's not cool. Al, you better not do that to mine.
What?
That's all I'm saying.
Wait, you each have one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Is it intact?
Everything's intact.
The wall
except
is
for
not.
The wall?
The wall is not intact.
Wait a minute. I got to change something here.
Oh, he's moving a Lakers jersey over the dent
in the wall.
I'm putting
it away.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Right.
Say,
hurt.
Don't let him
it's
treat
fun.
Your
yeah,
material
keep
like
that.
Keep that
trophy to
Jeff
yourself.
Jeff,
I had so much fun. It was really cool because, you know, my brothers were both there. And and it's very rare that my brothers are together with my mom, all three of us, and it was really cool. Not stepdad Leo was there. Juan all weekend. We had pictures and stuff. We had a really, really good time.
So Al was not particularly sore today. I was okay yesterday, but it's day two.
Yeah,
it's typically
sore.
The bad thing. My calves in particular, but my legs are so incredibly sore from this thing. And we only play, like, if you added up all the playing time, maybe an hour and a half.
Didn't play that much.
It wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was. And by the way, the further we got along, the less I was able to do. So, like, in the first match, I was pretty credible. The second match, man, you better hit that serve right at me or I've got no chance. Plus, they were spinning the serves.
That's what Al does really well.
Is your mind saying, wow, that's going to no, it's not coming to me. I'm just not going to move.
Yeah, no, it's like, you hit it to me, I'm good. Otherwise, I'm screwed.
Trav was rocking Vans during the
war
Vans.
You needed better shoes. That's one of the reasons why you've got problems today.
I think my footwear was
there's
maybe
no support. There's no support in a pair of Vans.
They're not. You don't see a lot of guys playing in the NBA in Vans. I understand that, but I'm okay with the decision.
Yeah,
I made.
Overall, that was a fun event.
It was a great event. Met a lot of listeners. Yeah. Shout out to, let's see, Swanee. Did you meet Swanson? He was there.
I don't think I met
Candy,
him.
Like, listens every single day. Nick Silverman. Like,
I met him.
All these
Ian,
guys.
Chuck, Rachel. There were people that literally listened to the station all day.
Ted,
long, so.
Mary, Biggie, Sam.
Bryce.
You're just
Cooper. Colton.
When somebody from the OC showed up.
Tyler.
Scotty.
Ron.
Austin.
How did they do, speaking of which? How did Ron and Walsh do?
They won the first round.
Yeah,
did they?
They
won
were
their
good.
First match.
They did they
good.
Get an easy draw, or did they beat a real team?
No, I think they beat a decent team, but they're good.
Yeah, Ron Mitchell and our former sales manager, Richard Walsh, who now lives in Palm Desert and apparently plays pickleball every day and golfs every day. He's got the life.
Yeah,
he's got the life.
Right? Yeah.
There's
got to
be some margarita time or something
in
there, right?
I'm sure you can work that in. Yeah, but the station did a good job. Everybody from around here, social media team and Carlo and Tommy Lamb
awesome.
And all the promotions team, just fantastic. They know how to put on a show, and it was really cool to meet a lot of listeners.
It was terrific. A little breaking news right now, guys. Emily just sent this to me. Roger Goodell and the NFL owners expected to finalize a multi-year contract extension for the commissioner at next week's owners meetings in Phoenix. So
that's
we're gonna
a loss for Jerry Jones.
Yeah, he wanted him out.
He wanted somebody else.
Yeah, that Kraft, it seems, is Roger Goodell's guy, right? That's his.
Is
rabbi,
that right?
So speak,
that's
right?
his.
That's the guy that has his back more than the others. But Roger Goodell, was he making $45 million a year? At least that was the last time
reported.
It got reported.
Yeah.
I think it was 44.
That's a gig right there.
is that not the best gig in the world? You go up, you get booed at the draft, you collect your checks and keep it moving.
Yeah, right.
It's not a bad gig at all.
And all the owners don't care if you get booed. They're just like, just take care of us.
Well, he's the
he's the meat shield, right? Just go out there and take all the slings and arrows from everything that comes along in the league and pay me accordingly, and we're good to go.
I saw a little bit of the baseball classic. I heard you talking about that. But Mace, I became like a total NCAA tournament zombie.
You're an expert?
Yesterday. Not an expert by any stretch, but I watched every single Yeah, everything except True TV. I can't find that. But the rest of the channels I can find. I don't even know if
what
I get
True TV. What is your platform? Are you a Cox?
Spectrum. Spectrum. Yeah, I don't know where True TV is. Yeah. I don't know how games ended up on True TV.
Are you enjoying the World Baseball Classic?
Yeah, I am.
It's super fun.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Mexico and Japan tonight.
So is the winner of that play the U.S. in the final?
Yes, right. And that's tomorrow, right?
And the manager of the Japanese team was just quoted a minute ago saying that there is not a 0% chance that Ohtani pitches in the championship if they get that.
But out of the pen,
is he
right?
Out of the pen. Tonight?
No, he's not pitching tonight. And Darvish, if the Japanese team wins.
Probably go tomorrow.
Darvish will start, and Ohtani is a possible out of the pen, which would be amazing.
How often do they play it?
Every 3 years.
Okay, so 3 years ago, the U.S. won it.
3 years ago, it was pandemic. They didn't play it.
Yeah.
So 6 years ago, they played it.
So 6 years ago is the last time they played it, and the Americans won.
I went to the final 1 year.
In San Diego?
No, the one. Wasn't there one at Dodger Stadium, or was it a prelim at Dodger Stadium?
I don't remember.
I think 6 years ago was here.
I was at a Japan-South Korea game, and I swear that was the final, and the environment was crazy. The environment in Miami was fantastic.
It's just drums and banners and everybody going crazy. It's been a terrific, terrific tournament. And high-level baseball for March, which is super unusual. Gonzaga and the Bruins, John. I know you got the Zags in your bracket. Yeah. You are a Bruin. How does that shake out?
I think UCLA's got a really good chance. They're playing great. It looks like Singleton's going to get over this ankle.
Who guards Drew Timmy?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Bergman, Dave, anybody guard Drew Timmy?
Adem Bona, Kenneth Nuba.
Okay, there you go.
Mac Etienne.
Yeah. You got to throw in some fake names to see if he bites. Like just throw
John Cocktoaston.
Yes, exactly. John Levinstein.
John Babar.
Austin Rives.
Name,
he's just like, yep. Just throw it on.
I'm in there. Yeah,
John
I'm in there.
John Cocktoaston is perfect.
Ted Underhill.
Put it on the Underhill's bill. He left for his urinalysis.
John, was yesterday the strongest of the weed situation that we've had at Crypto?
Well, did you see what happened? They actually brought like security supervisors in to try and
up an undercover
was it smoke?
Dude.
Smoke the guy out.
Was
yeah.
it smoke or was it vape?
They found him.
Why can't they catch him?
I don't know. It's been going on for 3 years.
It's hard to catch somebody if they're on a vape.
The other announcers. So
there's no smoke.
No smoke.
Like what they said, Dave Johnson, the guy in D.C., comes to me and he goes, how do you not have a contact high every game? This is ridiculous.
It's that bad.
Oh, yeah. It just and where Slee and I sit, it's like we're in a direct pathway of the weed guy, wherever he is.
He's a ninja.
Is he in front of you?
You're actually encouraging him to come to a game.
I used to think they were in the suites behind us, but now I think they're in front of us. And that's where all the security guys were looking.
It's hard to bust somebody with a vape.
But even a vape mace, you have that cloud of smoke.
You can vape. You can get away. It's not smoke.
Mace,
it's vape.
It dissipates quickly, but it is there.
Yeah.
Can you account for your whereabouts?
I was in Section 111. Where were you?
By the way, there's the guy that I mentioned this to Trav. This guy's a ninja. You can't find him. And you have all these security guards to our left that's looking. They're all looking in one section.
That's awesome.
And as the game is going, the guy's not sitting there for 4 or 5 minutes looking. Yeah. He's sitting there for, it seemed like, at least two quarters just trying to pick out. And he's like pointing this, that, nothing. Can't get anybody. And we're still smelling all the weed
while
it's happening.
They can't find this dude. This
he's
is like,
stealth.
Yeah, they're like trying to catch Jesse James or something. They can't figure it out.
It is pretty great. Does he move around or is he always in the same section?
We have no idea. We don't know who it is.
Mace?
Maybe we can get
it. Where were you yesterday afternoon?
What if it is a red coat? What if it's an inside job?
We get the guy to call the show. And,
under an anonymous name.
And
doesn't matter.
Whatever name he wants. It's kind of a game of advanced cat and mouse here.
Yeah.
How many MVP votes does Austin Reeves get now? He was amazing last night.
He was
last
crazy.
Night. He was chanting MVP.
Yeah, they don't win that game without him.
No.
And the fact that they almost lost to Orlando
is scary.
Means, yeah, there's they're not playing at the level they were 2 weeks ago, and these next 10 games are, it's a coin flip.
I was
they make
so
it or
proud
not.
Of you, John. We were dropping my brother off at the airport in the airport. What a blank show that thing is on a Sunday night.
Did you go all the way in?
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Yeah. So we're listening to the game, and I love the fact that you finally come around to must win, even though mathematically last night was not a must win.
Well,
it is a must win.
Some of these games that the Lakers have lost, like, and I'm thinking about the
going to haunt them. I heard your
game.
I heard your Anthony Davis interview afterwards, and Houston he referenced game. The Philly game, the Boston game where they should have the both
Indiana.
Boston games.
They are operating on the razor's edge right now. Like Phoenix Wednesday, who wins that game?
Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I've
coin flip.
We were talking
I'd
about
say Friday OKC. Last time OKC was here, they beat us.
Same thing. If you told me the Lakers win both those games by six, sure. You
two
told
games,
me they lose both
two
of them
games
by
against
six.
Chicago. Sure. After that, Chicago's rolling people now. I mean, I have no idea if they're going to make it.
They brought the randomness right into it. Right now, all of a sudden, one bad quarter, one bad night, one bad game. And it's the difference between being in.
There was a minute there where I thought Orlando was going to win last night.
Tied with what? A minute left, somewhere on those lines. After these next three home games, five in a row on the road.
Yeah, something like seven
of the
last 10 are on the road.
Well, the Clippers, yeah.
One's Clippers, yeah.
7 of 10 to end the season are road games, right?
Other way around. 6 of the 10 are at Crypto.
But five and five as far as like home and away. I guess the Crypto one doesn't matter all that much.
Yeah, the Clipper game, if you're going to count the Clippers as a road game, it's 5 and 5.
It's going to come right down to
6 and 4.
Yep. It's going to come right down to that very last time. Super Crosstalk, powered by In-N-Out Burger.
Congrats on your trophy.
Thank you. Well earned.
That's what a hamburger is. Throw it up against another wall.
Get your hands off mine. Not happening. Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So you lost to Sedano and Cap, you and Brian?
So here's the way it went down. In the tournament, Brian Mashonsky and I, won our first round match, then lost in the second round. Then there was like a station round robin-y thing that went around.
Yeah, everybody was just kind of playing everybody.
And they beat us, I think Sedano and Cap beat us 11 to 10 or 13 to 11.
Jorge, what do you have to say for yourself? I bet on you and Bergman to win one match, and you won 3 points total?
We got 3 points total, and we lost to a guy in an effing tracksuit.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that?
I mean,
yellow tracksuit.
Bergman, what happened?
So they apparently got put in last minute because maybe our team didn't show up. But I asked him, how long have you guys been playing? He said, you know, since the beginning of the pandemic. So for 3 years, these guys have been playing. He was hitting shots from behind his back.
Yeah, he definitely was. He was between his legs.
With,
I mean,
with no problem whatsoever.
The guy was really
we
good.
We had no shots.
When
the fact
I, once
we got 3 points.
Once I saw a yellow tracksuit, I thought, no, you guys are dead. Because you don't wear a yellow tracksuit unless you're really good.
And his shoe was half orange, half green?
Yeah, no, he was like bold. Bold.
It was wild.
It was a cool event. I am literally sore everywhere.
Me too.
Even
the glutes.
Like yesterday, I barely got off the couch. Actually, no, went to play some poker. So I did play some poker over at Hollywood Park Casino and came out $300 up.
You just went over there for fun?
Yeah, my brother Brian was here. He's a big poker player. And I played the best hand. Best hand. I had pocket sevens. Then flop 2 sevens.
Ooh.
And I slow played that. It was a lot
four of a kind. Not
lot
very often
of face
happens.
Cards up there. And I slow played, got 6 guys to stick in, and ultimately took down the house. It was really good hand. Really good hand.
Yeah, I did not leave my couch either the entire day.
I became an NCAA tournament zombie.
That's what the best thing you should
didn't
do.
Didn't matter what game was on. I was just like, all right, it's Arkansas, it's whatever.
It was great. That's what I did all day.
Arkansas, whoever. That's as far as I got.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I did. I mean, did you watch any of the WBC or anything
else? Yeah,
but
I saw some basically of the WBC, which I thought was great.
But, I mean, really, that tournament on Saturday was fantastic. It was so much fun having all those people out there.
Yes.
And everything going on. Actually, somebody, Mason, said something nice about you. The station got an email.
Somebody said something nice about me?
Nice, yes. It was nice about you, and they couldn't find you, but this is what they were trying to say. It said, "Hey, Mace, I caught you yesterday at the pickleball tournament. I'm the one planning my Costa Rica trip.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to say thank you. I observed, even after you were running around in the sun for a few hours, you took the time to greet each person that came up to you. It could have been easy and excusable to just nod and smile, but you engaged with each person and listened, and it was just really nice to see and speak to the kind of person you are."
Oh, that's nice.
Look at that. That's a positive thing from a listener. I love that.
That's a good way to start the day.
There you go. You feel better about yourself?
I do. I feel better. I feel less sore.
You know, while you were gone, because when you're here, I'm outvoted 2-1. But while we were gone, I made Bergman take calls. We did an open line Friday.
Open Phones America?
It was Open Phones America, and people were full of compliments.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you ever get, like, depressed.
Open Phones America.
Yeah. And Bergman hated it, but he put up with it.
Bergman, why did you hate Open Phones America?
It was fine. I mean, we had full phone lines the whole time. Some of them were good. Some of them not so good. But that's kind of, you know.
That's actually honest.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Honest, yeah. So, it was great. And to everybody.
The first guy that said, I said, okay, hey, Steve, you're on ESPN LA. He goes, "Hey, John, how you doing?" And Bergman hung up on him.
Jorge hung up on him. Jorge was
waiting for them to say, "Hey, how you doing?" And hang up.
Because, nope, they're doing fine. Don't ask them how they're doing.
You know, I wanted to say one more thing about pickleball. This is, I had at least 6 or 7 people come to me at pickleball and say that the discussion of mental health and mental health awareness on this show has really helped people. And a lot of people have become more open about it. And, you know, we try to be open about it here. And it was really nice to meet those people who say, you know, that at times they've got struggles, at times they've got depression or anxiety, but it helps to hear somebody who has got the same problems. So very nice and very gratifying, and glad that I'm able to do that. So that's a really serious start to the show.
A good show, though. It's a good show.
Yeah,
good start.
It's a good show.
Yeah,
good start.
Yeah.
You know, Jorge's the barometer for the show. Like, if Jorge's into it, I'm like, all right, it's a good show. If Jorge drifts away and is texting and stuff, there's, by the way, your daughter.
Oh, man.
Oh, Maite went?
Maite
is
the...
She was saying, "What's up, Fudu, everybody?
What's up, Fudu?"
What an unbelievably cute girl. She is just adorable. Her and Brenda are great.
Yeah, thanks.
It was cool, too, because my brother, the billboard salesman, was there.
He sells billboards. He says most of his work now is digital.
Yeah, the digital billboards. And
and my brother, cut him a break.
My brother Brian was here, which is fun. So my mom got to see both brothers and hang out for the weekend. So all around, just a really, really cool weekend. And by the way, the WBC. Bergman, you did come around in the WBC. You originally hated it, thought this is a terrible idea. Why are we wasting our time?
You're going a little bit too far on it. I don't think that it's all that necessary for me. Like, I don't like it that much. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, but it's boring to me. I've been trying to watch it over the weekend and try and watch it. The game on Saturday against Venezuela was exciting. Yesterday's game was a blowout, so it wasn't all that fun.
You know,
watch it tonight.
The one thing about the World Baseball Classic I've gotten is I realize now my favorite Dodger last year was Trey Turner.
I am
going to miss having Trey Turner on that roster.
I wonder, one day we'll probably get the true story. It sounds like he just didn't want to be here.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm wondering why the Dodgers would ever let him go, and, you know, why wouldn't they make a competitive offer to keep him away from, where do you end up going, to the Phillies?
Yeah, Phillies.
And I just think he didn't want to be here.
Yeah, it's weird. There's not been real clarity or transparency about what went on there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like there was ever really an offer that was made.
Nor did I. It sounds like they didn't want to get into a bidding war. Maybe they thought Gavin Lux was ready. And obviously Gavin Lux is now out for the season.
Yeah.
But yeah, Trey Turner's really good.
All right. Coming up next for you, man, Lakers survived last night. Survived Austin Reeves. What an unbelievable game he had. Anthony Davis, honestly, just kind of no show. Kind of a no show. He scored, what, 15 points and he had 11 boards?
Yeah,
and
he had double-digit rebounds. Like, the thing that he did that kind of saved the day was that he had four blocks.
Right.
Which is fine. If he plays defense and controls the paint defensively, then the Lakers are going to come out of most of those games on the winning side. But Friday
screwed
night...
Screwed up the Dallas game. Just screwed it up.
Friday night was... the worst loss of the year for my money.
We'll talk about that coming up next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How did they earn it? They were 0-1.
They played a station round robin, and they did win among the station people.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
so
even if they didn't, they won the trophy, and you threw it at one.
Yes,
wall.
I did.
The
trophy that trophy against the wall. Here's why. I'm completely against, if I ran for any type of office,
right?
One of my platforms would be nobody's getting participation trophies.
Right.
In essence, that's what that was.
Yes.
If you get a trophy.
No, that was not a participation
after
trophy.
After you go 0-1,
yeah,
that's a participation trophy.
Right. Okay. I would.
Should
I would
UCLA
just...
raise a banner, Bergman, if they lose on Thursday to Gonzaga?
Absolutely not. But
and
this
if
is...
they did, would you throw it? I would.
No, I wouldn't because it's not mine.
Yeah.
But like it was given to them because they were the best team here. They had a whole trophy,
please.
And Tommy and team put it all together.
Please.
And you threw it against a wall.
Yeah, but the trophy
it's
was.
It's not
so...
yours.
But you know what it was? It was eye test. They were really the best at the station.
Of the station.
Of the station people,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You should apologize.
And good for them, and you owe Sliwa. Sliwa goes after you, he's really going to go after you.
Well, the...
He should punch you in the face.
The...
kidding.
The trophy was unscathed. That thing's like a...
No, the trophy was
it's
fine.
Like a football helmet.
The wall...
The wall didn't
that's
survive,
a,
but that's why I have a Power Gasol jersey over the hole.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So... last night, Lakers, hang on. Boy, it's dicey there at the end in a game that they absolutely had to win. And Austin Reeves had just...
saved the day.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable.
He was awesome. And here's a little bit of Austin Reeves after he scored 35 career high last night. Here is him a little bit after the game.
I mean, it's special. You grow up. I mean, I grew up a Lakers fan, so... you know, to do it, you know, for this organization, especially is surreal. You know, sometimes I gotta stop and, you know, really think about, you know, what I am doing. Obviously, I think all the odds were stacked against me from where I'm from. You know, I played baseball a lot, didn't really play basketball, only played 1 year AAU. But to be at this level and this organization and, you know, to ultimately, like you said, score the last 10 points is special. And, you know, all I'm really happy about is the win.
All right. So, Bergman, we were just talking about this. Better undrafted Laker, Austin Reeves.
Okay.
Or Alex Caruso?
Oh, geez, that's tough. I mean, they're different guys. Besides being white, they're... very different
yeah,
players.
Yeah, no, that's true. But
I mean,
you know,
outside of that,
they do get lumped together because they're both white.
Because they're both white. And fan
and
favorites
they're
because
undrafted.
They're white.
Yeah, and both undrafted. Yeah.
Which those two things are probably related, by the way.
Unexpected surprises,
yeah.
Right?
I might go with Austin Reeves right now because he has a better offensive game, plus he's a decent defender, and also he stays healthy, whereas Caruso hasn't stayed healthy.
You know, the one thing, too, about Austin Reeves is, I was looking today, what's his contract situation? He's a restricted free agent this summer.
Yeah.
He's eligible for 4 years and $51 million. I think he's going to get 4 years and $51 million
good
from
for
somebody,
him.
Don't you?
Yeah.
The Lakers got to match that.
They don't have to, but...
Oh, I mean, seriously.
Well, that depends on...
Got to.
Did you see the game Friday night?
Yes. Oh, God.
Okay. Kyrie was the best player on the court.
Yes.
Kyrie is available at
yeah,
the
well,
end
no
of this
part
year.
Of it. None. Zero.
You
want
no,
no
part of the no part. 38 points he
Absolutely
scored and
not.
Won the game for
do,
Dallas?
Do not want, because what's he going to do tomorrow? What's he going to do next week? What's he going to do next November?
He's going to beat
up?
You because
well,
he's playing
or he's
for
gonna
another
be,
team.
Or he's going to be sitting out for some reason. Or he's going to be difficult. Or he's going to blow things up like he did in Brooklyn. Just detonate the whole thing. I want no part of Kyrie.
Well, I don't think they're going to sign him. I mean, there was a report, I think Jovan,
yeah,
Buha,
Jovan
had
Buha.
A report that they're more focused on signing the guys they traded for at the trade deadline.
Yes.
But if you watched Kyrie Irving go head-to-head with D'Angelo Russell on Friday, I know it's only one game. There was no contest.
Well, I'm not talking about the talent. The talent's undeniable. It's just the pain in the ass stuff that goes with it. So that Friday, okay. I am really, really disappointed with Anthony Davis.
Why?
Didn't play that Houston game.
Yep.
Which should have been a win.
Okay.
Screwed up the end of that Dallas game. Missed free throws. Fouled Kleber. Sent him to the line for three. Really
closed out
that,
late on the,
closed
on
out
the
late.
Winner. Yeah.
And last night, you know, he had 15 points. Was not really a force in that game. Where is Anthony Davis?
Well, last night he played good defensively. He had four blocks. You know, make a lot of them in the fourth quarter when they needed him. Davis,
late game execution Friday night. It's indefensible.
Well, that Dallas loss was the worst loss of the year. They were up five with 15 seconds to
right.
go, and they foul Kleba, and he makes all three. 58% free throw shooter makes all three.
Yes,
you know, which is just bad luck. Then at the end of the game, the one thing Michael and I said. Okay, this is Dallas. They've been bombing threes all game. The worst thing you want to have here is overtime.
Yeah.
Let them go to the basket. You cannot give
guard,
up a
you
three.
You just got
to
guard the arc.
And I think that one of the things the Lakers need to address, I was going to say in the offseason, but they better do it now or it's going to affect them.
Time's running out.
Yeah, is the disparity from beyond the arc between them and the opponent. In other words, on Friday night, Dallas was plus 33
yep.
from the three-point line. And so you have to address that one of two ways. You have to make more threes, or you have to defend. But
yes.
you can't ignore that that is a consistent thing. Last night, the Lakers were better. So they were able to beat Orlando. But that's a glaring hole in their resume right now.
But Friday night, how do, in terms of late-game execution, not put that loss squarely on Anthony Davis'
shoulders?
Well,
he did after the game.
Yeah,
I think the line was... The other guys did their job. I didn't do my job. He made three mistakes that he talked about.
Right.
This isn't me picking on him. These are three mistakes he talked about. One was fouling Kleba and giving him the
yes.
three shots. The other one was missing free throws at the end of the game, which has become a thing.
Yeah.
He talked about it last night when we interviewed him. He missed free throws at the end of the Philly game. He missed them at the end of the Boston game, and he missed them at the end of last night. And LeBron's done that, too. So they need to be more ahead at the end of games if they know they can't make these free throws.
Yeah, they missed 13 of 31 free throws Friday night.
12, yeah, I think.
It was a 12.
Yeah.
I looked at it.
I think
today.
They made 19 of 31.
Yeah, terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah.
And
cost them the game.
And last night, do you realize, had they beaten Houston, had they hung on to beat Dallas, they would be the sixth seed today.
Yeah, and now I wonder if they'll even be in the top 10. I think they will.
They're in the 10 right now based on a tiebreaker with Utah.
But, I mean...
And they play Utah twice.
Yeah, what's your level of confidence for Wednesday? It's Phoenix coming in here.
Phoenix.
Then OKC coming in Friday, and OKC beat them the last time they were here, and then two games against Chicago.
Yeah, home and away.
So,
and then all these big games are coming. I mean, at Minnesota's, they're right there. At Utah twice.
Right.
Phoenix again.
At Houston again.
At Houston again. We assume Anthony Davis is going to play there.
The problem is that you can't look at any of these games and say, oh, that's obviously a win.
Right.
Because it should have been with Houston.
They've shown that they. I mean, every NBA team has shown this year anybody can beat anybody.
Yes.
So you have to do things like make free throws and not foul three-point shooters and guard the three-point line when you're up two.
But this is a
and they haven't been doing that.
But this is a time where Anthony Davis should be carrying this team
And he's, I mean, sitting out second night of a back-to-back, I still think egregious. Screwing up the end of the Dallas game, totally. I mean, you're counting on your best player to finish that game out and to be really solid at late-game execution. I'm just disappointed that Anthony Davis is playing the way he is.
That's not the first time that he's done that either, John. Missing free throws at the end of games.
Were you just listening when I went down the list of the time, the games he's missed at the end, or were you just on one of your tune-outs?
No, I was
No, I just pointed that out. He missed free throws at the end of the Philly game. He missed them at the end of the Boston game. He missed them at the end on Friday night, so that's part of his resume. And you know, most people, Mason, I know you believe that had Anthony Davis insisted on playing in Houston,
yes,
he would have been allowed to play.
I 100% believe that. And by the way, Michael Thompson was here Friday saying exactly the same thing.
I'm not sure that's true. I think if the organization tells you that you're not playing, you probably can't play. But either way, it's now a major part of his narrative, of his legacy. If you play word association about AD and you say, what do you think of when you think of Anthony Davis? People will respond injured a lot.
Sure.
And so there's some things they have to overcome here. Now, having said all that, Darvin Ham said yesterday he thinks they're getting LeBron back, what he said, at some point.
Yep. That point could be during the regular season, could be once they get to the play-in.
Right.
Could be,
if they get LeBron back, they become the team nobody wants to play.
Yeah, I agree.
There you go. But they got to get there.
I want to read a quote from Giannis. And listen to it. He says, I'm not as talented as Steph. I'm not as talented as KD. I'm effing desperate. I'm obsessed. So I effing work as hard as I can because I don't want to lose this blank. If Anthony Davis had that attitude, he would be a very different player.
Well, I still think Anthony Davis is a top 20 player in the NBA, but the injury thing is a major, major part of his legacy.
But here, Giannis is desperate to win.
Right.
That's what he says in that quote. He's obsessed. He's desperate to win. Is Anthony Davis... the fact that you paused, I think, says everything.
Well, I don't think it's fair. I don't know how you measure a person's desperation.
No, you measure it this way. You play against the Rockets.
Well, Giannis has sat out a ton of games.
He has, but they're in a great position.
Right.
The Lakers are not. The Lakers can't afford guys to sit out.
Well, especially now, but they only have one more back-to-back. So if...
Now, I would assume, are they going to sit Anthony Davis? Is he going to sit for the second night of a back-to-back?
By someone who knows that AD was not happy when Darvin came out and said, everybody's playing back-to-backs, because he had already been told by the organization that he wasn't.
So he was unhappy that it was announced that he was going to play back-to-backs.
Because
he was already...
But if
you look at the standings, why would you not want to play back-to-backs?
Because he was told he couldn't. And then they came out and said... Okay. Everybody, I think Darvin at one point said, I think everybody's going to try and play in all these back-to-backs. And Anthony Davis is like, well, you just told me I couldn't. What is it? Which one is it? Then they came back and said, you're out. So he's, I mean, yeah, what do I always say? Hardest part of any job is doing what your boss wants. If the bosses want him sitting on back-to-backs, I don't think he can play. I just think that's the way it
works.
If they said,
okay, you're going to sit tonight, and Giannis said, no, I'm going to play, I think Giannis would play.
Yeah. Well, it's going on every team, because Giannis has missed a bunch of games, Embiid's missed a bunch of games, Tatum's missed them.
Those guys are all in the playoffs.
I don't think there is going to be an all-NBA player this year who didn't miss multiple games.
Well, sure. I mean, multiple games meaning multiple, they're not playing 82?
Right. I mean, 10 years ago, go back and you could find 8 to 10 people who played all 82.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this year you're going to get one.
But there's a difference between Giannis, Milwaukee solidly in the playoffs, not playing the second night of a back-to-back, and Anthony Davis on the bubble and trying to scrap their way in, not playing back-to-back.
I don't disagree with that, but I just don't know if your criticism is targeted in the right place. I think your problem may be with Pelinka.
Okay, then I will shift all the blame to Pelinka. Pelinka is nuts not to play Anthony Davis on the second night of a back-to-back. Rob, what the hell are you doing? If you had won that game, you would have solidly a position in the play-in.
I think if he was here, and it's hard to paraphrase Rob because he doesn't do a lot of media,
I think if he was here, he would say a bigger mistake would be for me to ignore the medical staff.
In other words,
what you're asking him to do is ignore the medical staff.
Correct. That's what I'm asking.
Right.
And I'm saying medical staff.
I think he would say, as the general manager, that's negligence. I can't ignore. I'm paying these guys to be on my medical staff.
I would say medical staff, look at the standings.
Right.
This is what this game means.
Yeah. Nobody likes it that he's sitting, but I think they're doing it because the medical staff is telling him you're putting undue pressure on that foot and he could blow it. He could blow the foot out.
So apparently Chris Haynes talked to Mark Stein and
they're on a podcast together.
Okay. Right. So they were talking on a podcast and about AD on back-to-backs. He says, and this is just a paraphrase, the back-to-back last week and then the back-to-back is April 4th in Utah and then April 5th against the Clippers.
Yep.
How it was explained to me is that AD will play in that back-to-back. So that would be his first back-to-back since returning from the injury. They're saying he's saying he's going to play in that game.
Yeah, I mean, that's life or death.
Why couldn't you play in it against Houston?
That's in or out. All right, coming up next for you, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Plus, did you see what Eric Musselman did yesterday?
Yesterday?
Yes. Or was it yesterday or was it
Are
Saturday?
You talking about when he took off his shirt?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I want to talk about that coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And here we go. And actually, Bergman made me take one of the questions off the wheel today.
Which one?
Yeah, because it was one about, I don't remember what it was even about.
Would you rather be dumb or ugly?
Yeah, we've done that 37,000 times.
We've done all these.
We've done all these.
I understand. So, you know.
Instead, I get this. I came across this tweet over the weekend from @JasmineNiceGirl. Okay, so she says, ask a guy how his day was. He'll give you a one-word response.
Fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But ask him what's the strongest animal you think he could take in a fight, and you'll learn more about him and how he views the world than you ever could otherwise. So the question is, what is the strongest animal you think you could take in a fight?
Okay, so can't take a lion.
Nope.
Can't take a tiger. Mm-hmm. Can't take a bear.
No.
Not taking a kangaroo.
Yeah, kangaroos
are
sneaky.
Those things are built up.
And by the way, they're gangsters. Those kangaroos, they're sneaky.
What's they up? Are right. They are gangsta.
You know, I could take, because I would stay low to the ground. He wouldn't see me coming. Mm-hmm. Giraffe.
Giraffes are very friendly animals.
I know. I could take them.
You take out their legs.
You know what I would do?
Yeah, yeah.
You take out their legs.
You know what I would do? Oh. I would take Travis and Sliwa's trophies that they didn't earn and throw it right at his
just
head.
Just jab it right in.
Exactly. Yeah.
You should really feel bad about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can tell I really do.
I know you
giraffes
don't.
Giraffes are like the nicest animals.
I think I think I could take like a monkey. Like
no way. A monkey would kick your ass.
No. Yeah. I think I could take a monkey. I know I could take a dog.
What kind of monkey? Not an ape. More like
No. It needs to be like an actual like monkey that swings from tree to tree.
A capuchin.
Capuchin or a howler.
Howler. Oh, yeah. There's howler monkeys.
Chimp.
Yeah, yeah.
Howler monkeys are very nice too.
Oh, no. So
they do is eat flowers.
What about a spider monkey?
Capuchin is me.
So
I'm
spider
come like a spider monkey.
What are the ones in Costa Rica that have the white faces?
Those are capuchins. They are mean.
They are mean.
Mean little effers. Yeah.
I think I could take it.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends. Like, are we talking about like big animals, small animals?
They travel in gangs too.
Oh yeah, they all come at you.
Capuchin
at once.
Gangs. They're like, I've got a picture of literally three capuchin monkeys sitting on a railing, and one's got his arms around. He's got his arms around each one. It's
like these are my boys. We're gonna smack it.
These are my boys.
I'm my homies.
All right, Jorge. What about you?
I don't know. What are those anteaters? easy. Grab him by the little horn and just toss
it. It's not even a scary animal.
Who cares?
It's an anteater. I'm taking out an animal. Don't attack. It's not when animals attack.
By the way, you know that that is the nickname of UC Irvine?
Yeah. Yeah, the anteaters. It's a good nickname.
It's just a weird. No, it's not. It's just a weird name.
I like it.
It's like a Santa Cruz banana slugs. Why would you want to be a
banana slugs in the anteaters?
Are there a lot of anteaters in Irvine? Is that where it came from?
I think somebody just wanted to do something to be
pulled that one out of their ass.
Who's the mayor of Irvine? Should we call him?
Yeah, call the mayor.
No, I think
Irvine.
It's a woman. We had her on once when Mason was mocking all the Irvinians.
I love the Irvinians.
No, are there any angels in Anaheim?
You've always said you hate Irvine because it's a plastic town and it's fake. Said it reminds you of Orlando.
It is a little bit like the Truman Show there. Yeah.
And then so one day we had the mayor on and she disputed all of your claims that it is a made up plastic city.
I think the correct answer is ostrich. Now, ostriches are super, super mean. Like, they will peck you to death.
I think the ostrich would beat your ass.
Taking their legs out. That's one where you can take... They have really long legs. They're mean as hell. Like, they will peck you to death. But if you take them out at the legs, you're good. So there you have it. By the way, how was your day?
What do you mean?
Fine. That's true. Oh, guys, that is a one. You'll get a one. Good.
Had a conversation about that, opposed to fine.
I go home and literally Juan will say, "So how's the show?
Good.
That's fine.
Yeah." And if you actually started to answer and be like, "Oh well, this happened, wouldn't you be like, "All right, I'm tuning out.
All right, no, I'm done. Right.
You don't want to know.
It was a rhetorical question. I wasn't actually. I don't actually care how your day was.
Right.
All right. So I found this weird. After Arkansas upset. Defending national champion Kansas, and this was on Saturday, Eric Musselman tore off his shirt and stood in front of the student section and made like bicep curls, and it's like, yeah. I thought it's embarrassing. I thought that was an embarrassing thing to do. What other coach takes off his shirt? By the way, and it's not the national championship.
Right.
It's round of 32 win, getting to the Sweet 16, tear off your shirt, make biceps and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, we're tough.
So you're saying John Wooden, there is no video of John Wooden doing that?
None.
Oh,
who does that? Who does that? Has anybody ever done that? Is that not unprecedented?
I like Eric Musselman.
Yeah, but I mean, seriously, it's so weirdly unprofessional and inappropriate for a head coach to tear off his shirt after a win.
So one time, years and years ago, we were taking pictures, promotional pictures, and you took off your shirt and put a baseball bat around your neck.
But I was rocked.
But
I was rocked right
there.
Aren't
all the things you're saying about Musselman apply to you in that scenario?
I'm a clown.
Yeah.
Musselman is a head coach.
Yeah, but
there's a difference between the two.
I think he's kind of a rah-rah guy. You know, by the way, you know the connection between him and Michael?
No.
Bill Musselman, Eric's dad, who's no longer alive, was Michael's coach at Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
So Michael knew Eric when he was like Eric's 50. Michael knew him when he was like one.
Yeah.
And it's funny, the guy that replaced him, his last name is Dutcher.
Mm-hmm.
His son is now the head coach at San Diego State, who's in the Sweet 16.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. SDSU made it.
So, I think it's...
Yay or nay on tearing off the shirt if you're a head coach.
I wouldn't do it particularly when the tournament isn't over.
Correct. I mean, if you win it all, sure. Yeah. Drop your pants, too.
But, strangely, I don't have a big problem with Eric doing it.
It's just
I think
weird.
It's kind of him.
Yeah, my brother and I were watching. We're like, what the hell's going on?
You know,
that guy's a head coach?
He's been a head coach for two different NBA teams.
Yeah, right.
For Sacramento and Golden State.
Bergman, any problem with that? Tear the shirt off. Woo! We made the Sweet 16.
If you get excited, who was it? It was Brianna... For the USA women's soccer team? Who was it?
Brianna Taylor?
No. Brianna... I know who you're talking about. It was...
Chastain. Brandi Chastain.
Brandi Chastain did. I mean, players do it. The soccer players do it all the time.
What's the difference?
Who cares?
Have you ever seen a coach strip down after a win?
Greg, I think Brandi did it when they actually won the World Cup.
They did win the World Cup. But they won the World Cup, yes. But, I mean, like, look, SDSU does not get to the Sweet 16 very often. This is a big deal for them. He was excited. He was pumped up.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't think
it's very weird.
I will agree with you. I think it is weird, and I think it's premature to do it at the Sweet 16. Yeah.
I thought about you yesterday because Michigan State made the Sweet 16, and then they had, it wasn't champagne, it was some like apple cider, spraying it all over. Now, do you have a problem with that? All you did was made the Sweet 16.
Right. I would not do it because my goal hasn't been reached yet. But if other teams, you know, this is the same thing like that I always argue, baseball teams celebrating after every round of the playoffs, like, except the Yankees, because the Yankees want to win the whole thing. But the other teams also, Dodgers celebrate if they win, if they make the playoffs as a wild card.
Yeah. By the way, that was a Yankees team that won, what, 4 World Series titles.
Right.
This Yankees team would absolutely
would probably celebrate.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think so. All right, so bad news, Jorge. Very bad news.
Oh, what happened?
Tequila shortage.
Oh, yeah, that's been in the news for a while.
Has it been a while?
Yeah,
there's a really bad drought.
Yeah, the agave plant is not.
Really. And the agave, and then there's too much rainfall in the southern part. Yeah. So have you run into any issues getting tequila?
No, I'm pretty well stocked.
You're well stocked?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Tequila's like the thing. I was reading an article that Mad Men really created the bourbon whiskey boom. Because Don Draper was always drinking whiskey and bourbon. And now I think it is. I think the drink that everybody's going for now is tequila, which I consider to be slightly yellow water with a strong taste.
Slightly
yes.
yellow, okay.
Slightly
different
yellow.
Kinds, so yeah, it can be brown, it can be white, slightly yellow.
Since I've given up drinking.
Yeah, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I've given it up.
I had tequila this weekend. So it was delicious.
I may have misspoke. Or at least the audience thinks I misspoke.
Oh, okay.
Ireland, giraffes regularly kick lions to the moon.
Oh.
One swing of that leg would turn you into a red shamrock shake. A wolf is easier to fight than a giraffe.
A wolf?
Later, a giraffe would kill you with one kick. They kill lions the same way. And then somebody sent me video of two giraffes fighting. It looks pretty bad. Yeah, I don't think I could beat them.
Yeah, I don't think
wolves. Yeah, in the packs. You need if there's more than one wolf.
Yeah, wolves travel in packs.
But a singular wolf, I think you can handle.
They're not solo wolf. Coyote? They're like all together in one.
I know, but if you can find one by itself,
they're like capuchin monkeys. They're like
yeah.
These are my boys.
We're coming after them.
All right. Coming up next, right? Did you see Bill Walton? UCLA has advanced. Did you see what Bill Walton said?
Oh, I can only imagine.
It's so awesome. It is so awesome. We'll play it for you coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.